Halloween. We're not doing it in front of the fire pit this year. We're just outside watching some Universal horror movie classics, which we're going to talk about in a second. But yeah, we didn't want to sit up all the lights because even though it's only like 9 o'clock, we're old. And we feel so tired. Look how old he is. He's got the blanket.
Yeah.
So as usual, I'm Josh, Nelson, Izzo.
What?
He's a little white child now.
What?
He's the man of 1,000 faces.
What?
He's like Lon Chaney.
Who's that? I'm getting confused.
His name is Jaqen H'ghar.
Yeah. No, it's my son Sean. He's filling in for Izzo, who's out with food poisoning.
Yeah, that caught me off guard. I didn't even know about that.
Or he's just lying and doesn't
want to come out.
I'm going to go with he's lying. Mm. He's a liar. He's a filthy liar. But he's eating his Halloween candy, even though it's not quite Halloween yet. We did the trunk or treat for his elementary school for the real trick or treating starts. But so not much news going on this week, which is fine by us. Because Halloween is tomorrow. No, today, because when this podcast goes up, it's on Tuesdays, Tuesday is Halloween, so happy Halloween, everybody. So we just figured we'd talk about some of our favorite horror movies, and we're going to talk about some of the classics, because none of us had seen the classics before.
I've only seen bits and pieces of
Frankenstein. I've seen most of Frankenstein growing up, but I've never seen... Well, I saw Nosferatu, but when we said the classics, we're talking about the Universal horror movie, so... Well, we've watched so far leading up to Halloween. We watched Dracula. Well, Nelson, he missed
that. Yeah, I missed
that night. Sean and I watched Dracula. We watched Frankenstein. We watched The Wolfman, The Invisible Man. I think that's it, right? Just those four.
Yeah, that's as far as we've gotten. And we haven't even touched, like...
We haven't done Bride of Frankenstein yet. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, that's
we did The Mummy, too. We watched The Mummy.
Oh, The Mummy, yeah. I thought we were missing
that. That's how boring it was.
The Phantom of the Opera. So
I'm actually looking forward to A Creature from the Black Lagoon.
So am I, because that creature has been shown in so many different things.
It looks good.
It does. So
I've never seen it.
So far, with my favorites of the ones we've watched so far, Wolfman tops mine, which is hard for me to say because I always loved Dracula as a kid. Mm. Even though I never saw the original Dracula, just the idea of Count Dracula, I love this kid.
Yeah.
Dracula's number two, Frankenstein, The Invisible Man, and The Mummy. He thinks The Mummy's boring. I like the suspense of The Mummy, but I just think the other one...
It was really slow. It got really slow into the action.
Yeah, the original Mummy with Boris Karloff is pretty slow.
I did not enjoy it.
I kept waiting for Brendan Fraser to show up.
But we'll go kind of in reverse order since we just watched Lon Chaney Jr. in The Wolfman. My take on it is it was made in 1941. As opposed to Dracula and Frankenstein, which we watched, which was made in 1931, so a whole decade. And I think The Mummy was 32, I believe. Mm.
It's old. Let me
see. I believe this has the years in there.
I really like the box for that
set. The box for this set is great. Like, it gives you all, like, the posters on the inside, if you guys can see that. I don't know how well the focus is on that. So The Wolfman was 41. We skipped Bride of Frankenstein. We're going to go back to that, though. The Mummy, does it say?
That's Invisible Man.
Or The Invisible Man, sorry.
Read.
1933, Invisible Man.
Yeah.
1932 for The Mummy. So there was like almost a whole decade, because Bride of Frankenstein, which we skipped, was 35. So, I mean, The Wolfman didn't come out until 41, but this is kind of the box art. I'm in the middle of reading it, but it comes with a cool little book. It's my Baby Driver bookmark. The House of Horrors, like, kind of gives you inside deal on this. I paid $35 for this on Amazon. It was the deal. It's the Blu-rays, mind you. And I'll link it in our associate link below in the description. But I think right now it's only $42.
Oh, that's
set. That's 8 movies. That's 8 Blu-rays. And when you think about the value this set gives you, I was at Best Buy today buying... this little bad boy, which if we weren't doing our Halloween thing, we'll be playing this next week.
Is that an Odyssey?
Yeah. I saw Dracula and Frankenstein and the Wolfman Blu-rays. They're selling those for $18 each. So for 8 movies, it's the price of 2.
Yeah.
Definitely that set. I'll link the set below, so if anybody wants it, they can get it. I definitely recommend it for horror fans, because, yes, they're kind of tame. compared to modern day
horror movies.
But they are the classics, and it's kind of funny. Things that are cliched now with horror movies.
They are hilarious.
They started back then.
Oh, yeah, they weren't.
So they weren't cliched then, so you see kind of the root of where a lot of modern horror comes from.
Like a lot of tropes and whatnot.
Now, can you listen to
In a second, bud. And in fact, what I think we're going to do, because we've always talked about doing commentary videos, I think we definitely need to do it for these, because they're only an hour long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another great thing about these movies. The longest movie in here is 90 minutes. Most of them clock in between an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, movies in general back then were short.
Yeah, so you could knock out two or three a night if you want. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool back, because like what we've been doing with them leading up to Halloween is I get home from work, I'm getting dinner cooking. We'll sit down in the living room, watch the movies, and by the time the movie's over, dinner's done. So
yeah.
It's really worked out. So it's great for a time crunch kind of thing. It's basically like two sitcoms in a row.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about The Wolfman to start off with. I really enjoyed it. I think Lon Chaney Jr.'s performance in it's fantastic, and the makeup for 1941. I think the makeup for The Wolfman's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And little known fact, the transformation scenes where you just see him going from man to wolf.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally Lon Chaney Jr. just doing makeup for hours and hours, because that's all stop motion.
Yeah.
So for that, like, maybe 10 seconds worth of film, that took like 2 hours to do.
Yeah, I remember.
You just had to sit there.
I remember doing stop motion in senior year of high school. That was very time consuming.
Yeah, so.
Not really that fun.
No, not at all. So, I mean, could you imagine just sitting there, just having them apply makeup for like 2-3 hours at a time? Just gotta sit there.
Yeah.
So, but I enjoyed the acting in it. And because this is moving to the 40s as opposed to the 30s, which the 30s is just after movies started like having lines in them instead of being silent, there's less overacting in this movie. Like, there's a lot of overacting in the original movies.
That's them trying to translate
not
it from
really
theater.
Dracula.
Yeah, that's going from theater to. Yeah, directly.
Because you have to. Because you. Like, with theater, you have to act.
You have to. You have to
man, definitely.
Yeah, you have to overact in theater. Because you're not playing in front of a camera in front of you, you're playing through a theater of an audience.
Yeah,
so you gotta make sure the
person
the people
in the
cheap seats can hear you and
they need to be able to
see your actions. So
and you, hear you.
Yeah, so you take theater actors from that era and move them into the film, they do the same acting and no one knew different. Like a cool thing about Dracula, which I really dig about Dracula, is there's no soundtrack to it. So like moments where you'd have like a tense building score, there's nothing, and when they like zoom in on Bela Lugosi's eyes and they're lighting him up with the spotlights to get that effect, and it's just complete silence, that is to me more eerie than if I had like a John Williams or Hans Zimmerman score going behind
it. Yeah.
So there's just some cool really things about
the soundtrack or tones and sounds.
Yeah, exactly. There's just some really cool things about these movies. But as Sean was alluding to in The Invisible Man, there's this barkeep woman. Holy shit. Talk about overacting. That's well worth watching the movie. Just watching this
lady. That lady's hilarious.
She's great.
So funny.
Like, she's in a movie all on her own. Everybody else, serious drama, horror. She's fucking slapstick.
She's like the prototype for, like, any hysterical character.
Yeah, and she steals the show, like.
Not necessarily in a good way, but it's so bad it's a good way.
And The Invisible Man's the one that I don't have memorized as far as the classic movie monster. So,
I'm actually
Claude
curious.
Rains played The Invisible Man. He is maniacal in it. Like,
I'm curious how they did the special effects in that one.
Yeah, I need to look that up because the effects were really cool for their time. And for those of you, for another holiday film, fans of It's a Wonderful Life, Uncle Billy plays. One of the scientists in it. But yeah, Claude Rains is very maniacal in it. Like, he is the epitome of evil. Like, Dracula, Boris Karloff in Dracula, he has this, like, suaveness about him that he's magnetic.
He was the only one that, the movies that we've seen so far where the main character, the monster, was borderline malevolent.
No, Dracula's straight up evil.
I think
like,
Dracula so far is.
Well, I mean, I also hadn't seen Dracula.
Yeah, I know you haven't seen, but Dracula's straight up evil. But Boris Karloff,
but he's got a
betrayal.
I mean, from what I've seen, he's got charisma.
Yeah.
He has charisma.
And then Frankenstein, Boris Karloff pulls off with Frankenstein. He's he's like a baby, but he's also a sympathetic. He doesn't know, like, when he does wrong, he doesn't know he's doing wrong. Because he's an infant. Like, when he tosses the little girl into the water and she drowns.
Spoilers!
Everyone knows.
It's like 80 years old, Sean. Yeah.
When he tosses the little girl in the water, he's not doing it. He's not doing maniacally because she's showing him to throw flowers in the water so they float. So Pennywise ending it up, he thinks she's gonna float. Tosses the little girl into the water and she drowns. But I blame the parents for that one because if you live right by a damn river, you gotta teach your kid how to swim.
Yeah.
That's just bad parenting right there.
Yeah.
And then the mummy. He's bad, but he's also, again, sympathetic because his whole purpose...
Yeah, he's kind of cursed.
He's cursed, and he's trying to bring his beloved back to life, and it's, like, that's what I liked about the movie. There's this cool duality to it, and again, Boris Karloff as the mummy does a great job. Again, when we get to...
The Invisible Man was kind of a dick.
He was a dick. He wanted to rule the world. He didn't care who he had to kill to do it. He was evil.
Yeah.
And then the Wolfman, Lon Chaney Jr. playing, we forgot to take that out there because it's not in the sleep. Playing Lloyd,
I might have put it in the wrong slot then.
Playing Larry Talbot, you might have, I don't know, I'll check these through in a second.
Okay.
Playing Larry Talbot, he's a sympathetic character because he gets bit by the wolf while trying to save the girl he likes, friend. And then he becomes the wolf, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's killing people. He's trying to tell people I'm a werewolf, and no one gives a shit.
It's like a Jekyll and Hyde type deal, right?
Yeah. So we got to move on to The Bride of Frankenstein. We got The Phantom of the Opera, and we got The Creature from the Black Lagoon left to go. We'll get all those done before Halloween. But yeah, so far I've really dug these Universal movie monsters movies. Yep, you did put it in The Invisible Monster. Okay. You better not scratch my fucking Blu-rays. I will kill you.
Now what it sounds like, folks.
No, I will physically kill him. Alright. Invisible Man does not scratch this, and you can live. Congratulations. But no, this is going to be a new tradition for us, for me and Sean, on Halloween. We're going to watch these eight movies in the 8 days leading up to Halloween. Because I'm really enjoying them. I think they are classics. I can't wait to check out the rest of them. I definitely suggest any horror fan, you like these movies, you check them out. So for me, the ranking goes Wolfman, Dracula, Frankenstein, Invisible Man, Mummy. And we still got 3 movies to go, so that ranking might change. Sean, your ranking?
Dracula, Wolfman, Dracula, Wolfman, Invisible Man, Frankenstein.
No.
Dracula, Wolfman, Dracula, Invisible Man, Frankenstein, Wolfman,
Mummy. Alright, there's your ranking. Nelson, do you rank them? You haven't seen Dracula yet.
Wolfman, Frankenstein, The Invisible Man, and The Mummy.
Poor Mummy, just getting last place on everybody's list.
Yeah, I mean, it was too slow. It was a good movie, but yeah, it was a slow burn.
Yeah, it was one of those movies.
When you're a child and movies are really slow like that, you get bored.
Yeah, the Mummy clocks in at 1 hour 15 minutes, and it felt longer than that.
Yeah, the pacing was just kind of.
The pacing was off on it. I think everything with Boris, whenever Boris Karloff was on screen, I was intrigued. It was the other actors that I didn't care that much about.
Mm.
Like the other characters. Like though our protagonist, like he falls in love with this chick he just meets. And I don't know, there were some contrived things in The Mummy. I do hear the other Mummy movies are better.
Mm. There's a new movie coming out called The Mummy.
Yeah, that was not better.
I've never seen it.
I haven't heard it.
It was supposed to start off the Dooku. For those of you Funhouse fans, you know that's
the
Dark Cinematic Universe. Yeah, I was excited to see it for the trailer, but I think Universal's going the wrong way because they're trying to do this shared universe with their monster movies. Because it was supposed to start with Dracula Untold.
Well, technically, they already did that. It was funny because I mean, you had monster movies like Wolfman, Dracula versus the Wolfman, Frankenstein versus the Wolfman.
Yeah, and those all combined, because Dracula, Frankenstein, the Wolfman are all in those. And then you have Abbott and Costello movies where Dracula, Wolfman, Frankenstein, the Invisible Man were all in it. So they kind of did that.
They were really the original cinematic
movies. But I think Universal's going about it the wrong way, because they're making these action pieces. Because I think, like, with the Brendan Fraser, the Mummy, I think they were just kind of fucking around. And it became a hit. Like, I don't think anybody expected it to be a hit. Because, face it, when Brendan Fraser... No, this one's from the 90s. When Brendan Fraser's the star of your movie, you don't expect it to be a hit. You know?
Hey. Encino Man was the greatest movie ever.
I'm joking. You're fired. So, I don't think they expected it to be a hit. And when it became a hit, they're like, oh, we got these action movies. And the Mummy, I feel... Hold on one second, bud. I think the Mummy can work as an action film done the right way.
I mean, but I liked the Brendan Fraser movies.
But,
well, I haven't seen the third one, but...
I hear that's dog crap.
Yeah, I heard
But the thing is, like, I think what Universal is going the wrong way is, I think scale back the budget, don't make these action movies, and just kind of do it in, like, a classic horror style. I think there's something to be... I'm talking, just wait. Please, just wait. Alright? I think there's something to be said, like, if they go back, they turn the clock back, they don't have to make it as slow as the old horror movies, but if they did it in that style with the pending...
It would probably be better if they just scaled it back, because then you'd have a better pace for that movie.
Better pace? And also, let's face it, like, when people, like, talk about their favorite horror movies, it's never the big budget one. It's always the ones on the small budget, like Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
The Thing didn't have that big of a budget.
No.
The original Universal horror movies.
What about it?
Lost Boys. That was a made-for-TV movie.
So that was a very small budget.
It had a small budget, but a big budget.
I mean, big
for
budget
TV.
For TV.
Yeah, so it was kind of in the middle.
The original, it was a movie in the TV show, right?
TV miniseries. It was a two-parter. But yeah, like, and the original Friday, the first couple Friday the 13th before they started giving a budget.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, like, these horror movie series, like, start with these low budgets and make a ton of, Night of the Living Dead, another one.
Oh, yeah.
Make a ton of money or are very popular. So then studios throw all this money into it and the studio gets involved and they start to suck.
Yeah.
Because the problem with, the thing with horror is a simple concept. The more complicated you try to make horror, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like the slasher film, you have this basis. Like, basically, the two best slasher films ever made are Halloween and Terminator.
Yeah.
To strip it down, Terminator is a slasher movie.
Well, back originally, that was considered, it was usually just put in the horror section.
Yeah,
before Terminator 2 came out, and you know,
yeah, it got moved to sci-fi. But yeah, like the original Terminator movie is a slasher movie.
Yeah,
like a lot of people don't realize that, like, when people say to me, like, "What's your favorite slasher film?" They expect me to say,
"Well,
Friday,
I mean,
13,
if you go
or something like that," I go, "Terminator."
If you go back and watch it, it has that same feel to it.
No, it's a slasher movie.
It not definitely
the, it doesn't have the feel of a slasher movie, Nelson.
It is. I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is when you go back and watch it, if you don't remember it that way, if you go back and watch it, it definitely has the exact same feel as a slasher movie because it is.
Yeah. And that's what people think of Terminator 2 is like, it's nothing. It's better than Terminator 2. Like, hands down, better than Terminator 2.
Not to say that he didn't enjoy Terminator
2. Oh, I love Terminator 2.
Terminator
2
is
a
great movie. But those are two different movies to me. That's,
you know,
what
the best thing
ever
that, you know what Terminator has going for it over than Terminator 2? Not an annoying child actor to be found in that movie. Because I'll tell you one thing, though. As much as people log Terminator 2, go back and watch it as an adult. The kid who plays John Connor is downright annoying.
Edward Furlong?
Yeah. He takes me out of the movie. He is so bad that he ruins Terminator 2 for me.
Hmm.
Yeah, he ruined it.
He's only a kid.
I don't care. He ruined that movie.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, you can say what you want to say, bud.
So, you know how you said the best movie thing?
Sure.
Nelson?
What?
You said, like, the Man of Steel thing was the best movie. Like, as a joke?
I don't know what you're talking about, Sean.
When did he say that?
He said this
On the podcast?
Yes, on the podcast.
He didn't say anything about Man of Steel?
Not Man of Steel, but a random movie, and he started laughing at the end. Did you... 10 minutes ago before you started.
Talking about Encino Man?
Yeah, and you started laughing. What about it? The best movie.
What about it? It was a terrible movie, but I still enjoyed it.
It's probably not on that often.
Hmm?
You just don't get the jokes. And
but if he enjoyed it, then my joke won't work. And if my joke don't work, then it makes me look like an idiot.
Oh, no, don't worry. Your joke didn't make you look like an idiot. That's right. Put down children whenever you can.
But I thought the best movie was Power Rangers.
No. Oh, is that where your joke was going? Oh, that joke fell flat, Sean.
I know. Too soon?
Stick to baseball. You ain't got a career in comedy. That's right. Crush your children's dreams before society does it. The pain is less when you do it young.
Yes.
I'm just messing with you, but... oh, man, so... Sure. This is kind of a short Halloween one. We kind of talked about the classic Universal ones. Couple things about Dracula, which I really like. Like I said, no soundtrack. Stop playing with that. It gets picked up by the mic. So a couple things about Dracula that I really like. Like I said, no soundtrack. So when you have these long pauses of silence, especially when it's focused on Bela Lugosi's Dracula, it's really eerie. Special effects are shit, but it was made in 1931.
So what do you want?
Yeah, but there was this cool effect where he walks through spider webs and doesn't disturb them, which is pretty cool. And then you see Renfield, he's like taking his umbrella or cane, I can't remember. Might have been, it was probably a cane.
Now I have a No Doubt song stuck in my head.
He was walking through spider webs. Leave a message. But there was
like a storybook.
There were definitely some cool aspects about Dracula, some really creepy aspects about it. Like I said, Frankenstein, they do a pretty decent job of making the monster sympathetic, which is the way it's supposed to be.
Better than what he was in Van Helsing. Another terrible
movie. I never saw that one. Again,
you should be glad that, because I feel like that might have ruined Hugh Jackman for you.
Nothing could ruin Hugh Jackman.
That was a really close attempt. That was a really bad.
I saw Les Miserables and it still didn't ruin the Hugh Jackman for me. So.
Well, Frankenstein was in that movie and he was really
bad.
He looked like Frankenberry actually, now I think about
it. Did he? Oh, I got some Frankenberry.
You do?
You know I have Frankenberry. You've been eating it.
Not Frankenberry. There's blueberry and chocolate.
And Frankenberry. No, we don't have Count Chocula, do we?
Yes. Isn't and blueberry.
Count Chocula is the guy.
Count Chocula?
Well,
I thought about.
Why would you get Chocula? Because that's like you can get that year round.
I thought I bought the Frankenberry and blueberry. Well, no, I didn't buy blueberry. Anthony bought the blueberry. He brought it as a gift.
Blueberry.
I thought I bought Frankenberry. Tell you one thing, Sean, if you're wrong, you're grounded for 2 years.
I never had fruit fruit. What is that? Is that just pretty much fruity
butter? Yeah. Ha 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 ha. I know what I bought.
No! I'm not joking! I remember seeing you buy some Taco Berry thing chips.
So that's what we got. So this apparently was Count Chocula and it turned into Frankenberry. There's the blueberry. Fortunately, blueberry does not turn your pee blue anymore. That was the best part of
it. Oh, did it?
Oh, when it was out when we were kids? Yeah. The dye in it for the blueberry.
Because I don't think, I think the only ones that my mom would ever get when they were out was Frankenberry and Chocula. And then,
well, blueberry, like I said, it got discontinued because it turned, blueberry got discontinued pretty quickly because it turned your pee blue. It didn't come back till we were in college. So you might have missed the boat on that one. So that's why your mom never got it.
Probably.
So yeah, so I was saying about Dracula, it's got its eerie moments. It's really paced out. And he never says, I want to suck your blood. And what's kind of funny is...
Doesn't say blah, blah, blah. Stop
so,
saying
yeah.
Said blah, blah, blah.
That, so, I think that might have been from the Christopher Lee.
So what Sean kind of brought up, so it's kind of like, so that's kind of like in Hotel Transylvania where he says like, I never say blah, 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 which gives a credit to the original Dracula. He doesn't say that either. And it's kind of funny how a crappy Adam Sandler movie points out how people are idiots and misquote Dracula all the time.
I think that, you know what, it probably came from somebody just doing a terrible impersonation and threw some random gibberish in.
So, okay, so we're going to wrap this podcast up. So let's give 5 horror movies for people to watch tonight for Halloween. Jason, 5 horror movies.
Well, after I go grab some snacks, I'm probably myself going to watch either Creepshow, Hellraiser, maybe Phantasm, because I have that too. You know, I was always a fan of Waxwork. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one wasn't bad. I would skip Waxwork too, because that one was kind of lame.
Usually skip sequels for horror.
Yeah.
You got a quick clock of our little werewolf walking around.
And just to throw it in there, one of my favorites, Reanimator.
So, what 5 horror movies are you going to suggest? Because I know you're a little horror fiend.
Dracula. The Leprechaun. Joseph, show me that movie.
Can you feel the face that I'm making? Leprechaun, really?
My eyes started twitching.
I'll just count that to dehydration.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Leprechaun.
The new It.
The new It.
Okay.
You know I've seen it.
I know.
Evil Dead.
Alright.
Which one?
The one with the book at the beginning when they get on the plane to the
cat. We'll say 2, because I don't think I've seen one. I know you watched 2.
What about
Friday
the
13th?
I don't think I've seen the new one. And Friday the 13th? So that's your 5.
No, that's 4.
So Dracula, Leprechaun, Evil Dead.
New It,
and Friday the 13th, that's 5.
Can I pick 6?
Sure, you can give one more.
At the Devil's Door. I watched it on Netflix with my friends.
I don't know what that one is.
I'll show it to you soon.
Okay, so for my
creepy movie.
Since here's a Dracula, I'm going to go Wolfman. You definitely want to mix some classic in there. John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, it's a good choice.
Fantastic.
Oh, I should have picked that.
Yeah, you should have picked Wooden. Halloween. So fuck it, Halloween. A newer one, Trick or Treat. If you haven't seen Trick or Treat, that is pretty cool. You might dig, because it's kind of like Creepshow, where it's kind of like a bunch of short stories.
Mm.
And
Tales from the Hood.
No, yeah. No, that's terribly good. So I'm going to go with one of the greatest films ever made, and so I'm going to say it's the greatest horror movie ever made, Jaws.
That's a horror movie?
Yeah, it counts. I mean, you don't think it does just because of the fact that it takes place during the daytime half the time.
Yeah, like, oh.
No,
that's what throws it off.
I never thought it was a horror movie. I just thought it was like an action movie.
There's not a lot of action. There's a lot of suspense in it.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, if anything, it would be more
of
a suspense movie if you're moving
out of
it.
What Jaws are you talking about?
The first Jaws, because the rest of them are garbage.
I don't remember either.
Well, there's a lot of action of him attacking boats.
I think there should be a rule. If Steven Spielberg makes a movie, there shouldn't be sequels. Because let's face it, Jurassic Park, masterpiece. The sequels, dog shit.
Jurassic Park 2 was good.
Jurassic Park 2 is
not
a good movie.
I probably never seen it.
It's got some cool
dinosaur
effects.
The Lost World.
Not a good movie.
When I saw that when it came out, we were like, what, 13?
No,
13,
we were older than that.
We were younger than
okay,
16.
Google. When did Jurassic Park The Lost World come out?
The Lost World Jurassic Park came out in the United States of America on May 19th, 1997.
14.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, we were younger than 16, because I vaguely remember trying to buy The Dog Father and being told that, oh yeah, you have to be 16 to buy it. Explicit lyrics.
If Steven Spielberg makes a movie, or if he produces a movie, you should make a sequel. Because the first Transformers, not a bad movie. The rest of them, garbage. And yes, he didn't direct it, he just produced it. But, still
also an honorable mention, Devin's favorite movie he can't finish.
Jeepers Creepers. It's not a bad horror movie.
Yeah, it's not, you know, as I think back at it, I'm like, you know, Jeepers Creepers 1 and actually 2 wasn't
terrible. Neither one were bad.
Yeah, neither one of those were terrible.
No,
I did. I was disgusted at the time that Francis Ford Coppola was the
the executive producer. I'm like,
you're disqualified from this show because I don't think you get what guilty pleasure means. Nelson, give him two guilty pleasure horror movies.
Guilty pleasure?
Oh.
Hold up. It means like.
It means it's a bad movie, but you watch it anyways.
Crap. Wow. I have two of those.
I'm gonna go with Jason X.
Oh yeah, I was like, I know you love that one.
Jason X is so terrible. God, I love it. It's fantastic. Jason X and either Troll 2 or The Ghoulies.
Okay, there's one I can think of right now. So
both
are that way.
Or Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Ah, damn you. There was
movie
called.
Less than that.
There's this movie called Grimm that me and Tyler rented back when we were kids. It was so bad.
Wait, Christmas? Like the guy
from
Christmas?
No, Grimm.
Oh.
Grimm. It was. I barely remember anything about the movie. It just had really bad special effects.
I just
and
thought
bad
something.
Makeup. Oh, it's
Cheerleader Camp.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Head of the Family, and I was going to.
That's also terrible. But no.
That one, Head of the Family, was hilarious.
We also rented. Because back when we were teenagers, we used to rent movies based on the.
The box art.
Yeah. Right? And I remember we rented Cheerleader Camp because it's just the skeleton like doing a cheer. Oh my god, that movie, there's a scene in it where they're doing, two of the male cheerleaders are doing a rap. And I'm not going to describe the scene because I want all of you to go find it and watch it. Because that scene where the fat cheerleader, when that male fat cheerleader falls off stage, is one of the funniest scenes I've ever watched in movie history. Like, I will never forget that moment. We were, Mike, Bernie, and I were laughing hysterically, crying. Like, legit crying. Like, not like, oh, we're live, sorry, we're crying. Tears. Like, you would have thought, like, someone I cared about was murdered. Because I was crying so hard. I was laughing so hard. We rewound that thing so many times just for that one scene. Oh, it was so brilliant. And the rest of the movie's complete garbage. But that one scene, that 90 seconds.
Oh,
the best 90 seconds in cinema history.
I just thought of one that is a borderline. You might not actually consider it a horror movie.
All right.
Ricky O, The Story of Ricky.
Yeah, it's a comfy movie.
Oh, man.
But also
it's got
give
a lot
you,
of horror
I'll,
elements.
Also give you a comedy horror to watch. Young Frankenstein. That's just a brilliant movie.
That's just a great movie.
Can I list my two?
Sure, you can list your two.
The first one was, I can't remember the name, it's something Miss. It's like an opposite of Santa, it goes around killing people on Christmas.
The Krampus?
Yeah,
Black
Krampus.
Christmas?
I don't know why I like it. I like it.
When did you watch the Krampus?
My mom's.
Of course.
That movie didn't even look good to me.
No, I watched the CinemaSins.
Yeah, you showed me the CinemaSins, and
I
was
don't
like, oh,
know why I like it.
I'm upset for
your
child. I was so upset. I was like,
the second one was Scary Movie, the Mama version. The movie was terrible, but
yeah,
one of those scenes where she falls off into a yacht, Snoop Dogg's yacht, and gets eaten by a shark, I thought that was hilarious. Mm.
The first two I remember liking, but I can't go back and watch Scary Movie.
The only scene from the Scary Movies I like, and I don't remember which number it was, I'm going to say the second one, is when they're parodying The Exorcist to open up the movie. James Woods is playing the priest, and the demon vomits all over him, just pulls out a gun, shoots it. That's pretty funny.
I like the scene in the first one where Shannon Elizabeth was like just basically narrating all the tropes that she was about to go through before she died. Like, oh, and this is where I break my leg! And then she's like, snap!
Oh, that's the first one.
Oh, yeah, with the scream guy?
Yeah.
I never thought that guy would be the scream guy.
But,
he's so ugly.
I never liked the scream guy. Another kind of funny one to watch, and I haven't watched it as an adult, but I loved it as a kid, Ernest Scared Stupid.
I don't know if I've even watched it as a kid.
Oh, we gotta find it. If that's what we'll watch tonight, if it's on Netflix or something.
Ooh, can I watch it with you?
Yeah, you can watch it with us. I don't know.
I'm staying up late.
That's a stretch. I don't know if it's gonna be.
Yeah. God, I love that movie as a kid though.
We have the Fire Stick.
Just the Ernest movies in general just made me laugh as a child. They're probably god awful as an adult, but I did enjoy. Also, what was that one about the Martians that came to Earth? They showed them like ABC every year. It was like four or five Martians, and they saved the Earth. Little Green Men.
I don't know what movie that was.
I remember watching that as a kid all the time, and of course, like.
Because I thought you're at first, I thought you were doing War of the Worlds. I was like, no, that's not it. And I was like, is he talking about Mars Attacks? Nope, that definitely ain't Mars Attacks.
I'll have to look it up. And then some cool TV specials to watch if you can find them. I always love Charlie Brown, or The Great Pumpkin Charlie.
I was about to scream out, The Great Pumpkin!
Roseanne.
No, I got candy! I got a nickel! I got gum! I got a rock!
Thank you, Charlie Brown. The Roseanne ones were always great, especially the early ones. Home Improvement. And of course, The Simpsons.
Yeah.
She has horrors. How I Met Your Mother had a couple good Halloween episodes.
So did they?
Oh, yeah. Great Pumpkin.
The Slutty Pumpkin and The Slutty Pumpkin Returns. Because the best part about like The Slutty Pumpkin Returns is that's after Barney finds out he's a quarter Canadian. He's trying to be as American as he can. So his Halloween costume is Apollo Creed.
Yeah, I remember.
So freaking great.
It's like this. Bump, 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 bump.
So yeah, on that note of child abuse, we're going to say goodnight, happy Halloween, enjoy the movies we picked for you, pass out candy, go get candy, don't be a dick and ate someone's house up.
Yeah.
Goodnight, Canada.